This time of year, even in this particular darker-than-ever holiday season, you cannot escape a cappella singing. Carolers on the streets, school choruses, church choirs, professional ensembles, all singing, unaccompanied, no instruments in sight. It's a kind of music-making that knows no boundaries of time, style, nationality. When you begin to listen to it, there is an unbelievable range in a cappella.
It means in the style of the chapel, which is referring to the papal chapel in Rome.
Which is where there were no instruments.
For these members of the group Lionheart, it is a faithful way to interpret ancient music.
We actually are instruments. The human voice is the oldest musical instrument.
Lionheart experiments with voicings that will draw the most power from their six-person group.
When you get six people really, you know, singing very in a very tight ensemble and the tuning is just right, it really does amplify.
This is the truth sent from above.
But there's also solo a cappella singing, as in this by The Young Tradition.
Don't turn me from your door, but hearken all, both rich and poor.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. With the magic of overdubbing, there's a one-man chorus in Al Jarreau. Miriam Makeba sings a lullaby a cappella.
Dandi singe e bongweni.
Sleepers, awaken. The night has gone and taken.
The incredible string band leaves its strings behind.
Harvest fierce and left you here. And the sun, it shines so clear.
A chorus of Bulgarian women makes an astonishing sound. Bobby McFerrin does it all without overdubbing. About 60 men in the Big Apple chorus are in a subset of a cappella known as Barbershop. They're preparing for a holiday concert this Sunday.
The tenor is always over the melody.
Roger Payne is a tenor in the group.
And that's one of the things that makes a barbershop quartet instantly recognizable, is that the tenor is floating like a butterfly and stinging the high C's.
Payne loves the spontaneity of Barbershop.
This started with four guys standing around who just wanted to sing together, and they just did it from the heart. And today we have more complex arrangements, but the bottom line is, after you get the arrangement down, if you can't make it sound like it's coming from your heels and your heart, then it's not Barbershop.
It's only a short hop from there to shape note singing. To say nothing of the persuasion.
All right. Oh, well, the roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head.
Which which isn't really that far from a Brahms motet.
Sometimes I get to thinking.
It's nice to imagine Brahms being performed by Sweet Honey and the Rock. Or to think of the blues being performed by Elisabeth Schwarzkopf and Christa Ludwig. Though this music is by Verdi. It all seems related somehow when it's a cappella. The musical connections seem closer when just voices are involved. It all sounds like just so much music. This year, raising voices in song seems to have a special importance, as demonstrated by last night's City Sing at Ground Zero. People sang carols from the heart for those who gave their lives, a tribute also to those who are still giving, downtown and elsewhere. This season's salve, in a way, is the voice, its own pure self.
And so a promise soon did run, that he would redeem us by his son.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fischko.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.